92.3 Inspiration FM is Florence and you're listening to me live on the radio station. So today on this podcast, we're going to be talking about amazing stuff. But first of all, you guys should wish me a happy birthday because it's my birthday. All right. So we're going to try to arrange our segments and shows on this platform because I see some people who are really making the group lively. And I want to commend you all for your effort. You guys are doing absolutely well. But then we are going to draft a blueprint or something. You know, when we give this draft, we can now have people come up to the show. So if you're interested in the show or if you're interested on any topic, you can gladly just say hi or respond to me. I am interested in capital letter. So I can bring you up probably Mondays. We're going to have a talk show where we can, shed some more light on politics, the government or whatever that is going on in the society. You understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah, I know you do understand. So Tuesday, we're going to have another segment of, probably entertainment or something else, So this is how we're going to be doing it. So we can have everybody flowing on the show. So thank you so much. I really appreciate all your effort. I see you all. Thank you so much. And yes, let's keep the celebration coming because it's my birthday. Thank you. Bye-bye. Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Florence Inspiration FM. I'm your girl Florence. And yeah, welcome to my show. Yeah, I'm so sorry that I haven't been active here on my podcast, but I am back and I am back fully. So today on this segment, we'll be talking about something that has really, really been eating most of us up, and it is called fear. Fear. F-E-A-R. Fear. And that is what we'll be talking about today. And yeah, very, very important because most of us, we are fighting and we're battling what we do not know about. Yeah. And we have so many definitions of fear, but I want to give you small highlights on what fear is. Fear is false evidence against reality. So that acronym, what it stands for, F-E-A-R, false evidence against reality. And there are other definitions of fear, which could be an unpleasant emotion caused by the threat of danger, pain, or harm. And we have so many types of fear. When we talk about fear, fear is really, really large. But we'll just try to summarize it so we do not take much of your time. And yeah, so fear, we have plenty, different types of fear. And we have, fear of failing, fear of this, fear of that. But the most powerful and greatest type of fear we're going to be talking about is the fear of the unknown. Yeah, fear of the unknown. This is, the most powerful type of fear. This is because we actually do not know what we are scared of. We actually do not know what is giving us trouble. We actually do not know what we are fighting against because we have no idea what it is. And also, fear of the unknown has been defined by researchers as a fear caused by a perceived lack of information. This is because you really do not know what you are fighting for. And this has been our major problem, we've been facing. Some of us are just scared of nothing. Some of us are just scared because we do not even know what to do. We do not even know how to handle our situation. We do not even know how to start fighting our situation because we do not know the problem of our situation. And fear in question is just really, really powerful that it eats us up deeply, So it eats us up deeply that we do not know exactly how to handle it, except we have a therapist or someone to talk to about this. But most of us, we are just quiet about the situation. We could be scared of something. We could have fear for something, and we're just quiet. We cannot even handle the situation because we are not even sure of what we are scared of. So fear of the unknown can make it difficult to cope with life uncertainties. You know, those with fear of the unknown may experience significant distress and anxiety, you know, surrounding that which is unknown to uncertain, and may go to the great length to seek certainty, even if it comes at a personal cost. So it is really, really a problem when this, you know, it gives us a whole lot of issue when we do not know what we're fighting for. And fear of the unknown may cause a person to have negative feeling towards situations that are uncertain in some way, or the person may, you know, process information differently in the face of ambiguity or uncertainty. And we have like different symptoms that comes with it, you know, phobias, panic attacks, and all of that. And this, you know, physical symptoms can happen due to the following, like rapid heartbeat, trouble breathing, shortness of breath, sweating, chills, pain in the chest, tightness of the chest, hot flushes, you know, tremors, upset stomach, feeling of choking, headache, feeling of dizzy, nausea, feeling of faint or lightheadedness, you know, dry mouth, and so many of them. You know, fear of the unknown may prevent people from going about their daily activity, and it could cause anxiety or depression. So those with intolerance and uncertainty may engage in unnecessary behaviors in an attempt to, you know, seek certainty. So unfortunately, this may come at a personal cost. The relief provided by such action is only temporary, given that there is no way of guaranteeing safety because of this. Negative beliefs surrounding the unknown or uncertain may be reinforced to the individual experiencing the fear. So those with the fear of the unknown may also, you know, experience difficulty in making plans, or even, you know, deciding on what to do, you know, taking decisions, because they feel a need to know the outcome. So this has really been like things that bite or eat people deep down. And we have like causes, and fear can be caused by a number of factors and may develop during childhood or adolescence, or, you know, in their early stage of childhood. So many fear can be traced to a negative experience in childhood that may be traumatic. It is also believed that phobias can stem from a learned history. And if a child has a parent who is, you know, particularly anxious about the unknown, the child may also go on to develop the fear of the unknown. I don't know if you're getting what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is that it is believed that, you know, phobias can stem from a learned history. Probably if the parent or the parent has this, is particularly anxious about something about the child, you know, the parent is like anxious. I want to know more. I want to know what is going on. And the child herself or himself will be surprised and would want to, you know, would just develop this fear within him, you know, trying to, you know, just understand what the parent is trying to get from him. So having parents who are anxious may have effect on how the person copes with anxiety later in life, and this thing could cause, you know, lots of problems for the child or for the adult. Now, fear of the unknown is really, really, really complex. So if you're undergoing any form of fear or any type of fear, I would advise you to like sit down and understand why all these things are happening. You have to sit down, because most of them are, in fact, they are not real, because from the definition of the word fear, false evidence against reality. You think you are seeing something, but actually nothing is there.
You know, most of us are just
going through a whole lot that we really need help for. That is why I'm trying to stress on this topic so that we can get, you know, help. For instance, you could also do self-help. And we have like self-help techniques that could help you. You know, trying self-help techniques may be helpful for some of you, you know, with the particular problem of fear of the unknown. And this ideas can include, number one, we have making lifestyle changes to reduce panic attack. These include exercising, you know, eating healthy, getting enough sleep, like very good sleep, and, you know, avoiding stimulants like caffeine and all of that. Also, attending a support group. You could, if you're the type that is always indoor or the type that you're always alone, you do not have like people or someone to talk to, try to join groups that could, you know, brighten your life and then help you socially in a way that you just have to mix up and forget about what you are going through. Also, practicing relaxation techniques like taking a deep breath, you know, that helps a lot too. So practicing visualization also matters too, because, and this involves, you know, visualizing in your mind how you may cope successfully with a situation, you know, that is unknown or uncertain. Because this thing right now, you do not know the head, you do not know the tail, you do not know what is happening, you do not know what you're expecting or looking at. You are just scared for nothing. You are just scared for something that is not true or something that is not real. So you need to also go through counseling. Counseling also helps. It is very, very important to go for counseling, because counseling is a form of physiological therapy in which a therapist helps develop strategies for dealing with issues like fear and panic attack. So counseling sessions are advised. So it is very important you go for counseling session or you just get a therapist for it. We also have cognitive behavioral therapy, and this is called the CBT, the cognitive behavioral therapy, and it is a form of treatment that, you know, it is used to treat phobias. So people with phobias, people with fear, they know how to, you know, handle it. It helps people by changing how they behave or how they think in response to certain stimulus. Like I said, we could just have phobia and we could be looking at something and actually there is nothing when you're looking at that thing. So it's just your mind creating this kind of thing for you and you're just scared. Also, we have coping, you know, dealing with fear of the unknown can be difficult. So along with the above treatments, you also need to, you know, you also need to take help to cope with your fear. So we have like a whole lot, and I, like I said, fear is very large and it is very vast, but we focused on this particular one, which is the fear of the unknown, how to handle this and how to, you know, go about it by self-help, therapies, you know, CBT and all of that. So now in summary, we should know that fear of the unknown is an intense fear of uncertain or unknown situation, which means that you do not even know why you are scared, because this thing is uncertain. It is uncertain and you do not know what you are scared of exactly. So those with a fear may experience significant distress or anxiety due to the perceived lack of information about the situation. You could just be scared because you feel like, oh, I could not go there because if I go there, this may happen to me. Or you're scared that you're looking at something that is looking so deep as a well that if you go there, you can fall in. But definitely, that place is just straight and nothing is there. It is your imagination. It is your mind. Like I said earlier, FEAR, the acronym, the word fear, F-E-A-R, false evidence against reality.
And this is really a very serious problem. So we should try as much as possible to fight this, because if you fight this, you can progress in your daily activity. If you fight it, you will feel better than before. So treatments to help alleviate the fear of the unknown may include counseling, cognitive behavioral therapy, which is the CBT, like I said, and we also have lifestyle changes to reduce anxiety. Thank you so much for listening. We are going to stop here, but I'll definitely come back to this topic so we can, you know, just wrap up on it. But that could be on another segment. But I want you to listen to this segment and listen so well. And I hope you enjoyed yourself, because this would definitely help one or two people out there. Thank you so much for listening. I still remain your baby girl, Florence, and I love you all. Stay safe. Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Florence Inspiration FM. I'm your girl Florence. And yeah, welcome to my show. Yeah, I'm so sorry that I haven't been active here on my podcast, but I am back, and I am back fully. So today on this segment, we'll be talking about something that has really, really been eating most of us up, and it is called fear. Fear. F-E-A-R. Fear. And that is what we'll be talking about today. And yeah, very, very important, because most of us, we are fighting and we're battling what we do not know about. Yeah, and we have like so many definitions of fear, but I want to like give you small highlights on what fear is. Fear is false evidence against reality. So that acronym, what it stands for, F-E-A-R, false evidence against reality. And there are other definitions of fear, which could be an unpleasant emotion caused by the threat of danger, pain, or harm. You know, and we have so many types of fear. When we talk about fear, fear is really, really large, but we'll just try to like summarize it so we do not take much of your time. And yeah, so fear, we have plenty, like different types of fear. And we have like fear of failing, fear of this, fear of that. But the most powerful and greatest type of fear we're going to be talking about is the fear of the unknown. Yeah, fear of the unknown. This is like the most powerful type of fear. This is because we actually do not know what we are scared of. We actually do not know what is giving us trouble. We actually do not know what we are fighting against, because we have no idea what it is. And also, fear of the unknown has been defined by researchers as a fear caused by a perceived lack of information. This is because you really do not know what you are fighting for. And this has been like our major problem, you know, we've been facing. Some of us are just scared of nothing. Some of us are just scared because we do not even know what to do. We do not even know how to handle our situation. We do not even know how to start fighting our situation, because we do not know the problem of our situation. And fear in question is just really, really powerful, that it eats us up deeply, you get. So it eats us up deeply that we do not know exactly how to handle it, except like we have like a therapist or, you know, someone to talk to about this. But most of us, we are just quiet about the situation. We could be scared of something. We could have fear for something, and we're just quiet. We cannot even handle the situation because we are not even sure of what we are scared of. So fear of the unknown can make it difficult to cope with life uncertainties. You know, those with fear of the unknown may experience significant distress and anxiety, you know, surrounding that which is unknown to uncertain, and may go to the great length to seek certainty, even if it comes
at a personal cost. So it is really, really a problem when this, you know, it gives us a whole lot of issue when we do not know what we're fighting for. And fear of the unknown may cause a person to have negative feeling towards situations that are uncertain in some way, or the person may, you know, process information differently in the face of ambiguity or uncertainty. And we have like different symptoms that comes with it, you know, phobias, panic attacks, and all of that. And this, you know, physical symptoms can happen due to the following, like rapid heartbeat, trouble breathing, shortness of breath, sweating, chills, pain in the chest, tightness of the chest, hot flushes, you know, tremors, upset stomach, feeling of choking, headache, feeling of dizzy, nausea, feeling of faint or lightheadedness, you know, dry mouth, and so many of them. You know, fear of the unknown may prevent people from going about their daily activity, and it could cause anxiety or depression. So those with intolerance and uncertainty may engage in unnecessary behaviors in an attempt to, you know, seek certainty. So unfortunately, this may come at a personal cost. The relief provided by such action is only temporary, given that there is no way of guaranteeing safety. Because of this, negative beliefs surrounding the unknown or uncertain may be reinforced to the individual experiencing the fear. So those with the fear of the unknown may also, you know, experience difficulty in making plans, or even, you know, deciding on what to do, you know, taking decisions, because they feel a need to know the outcome. So this has really been like things that bite or eat people deep down. And we have like causes, and fear can be caused by a number of factors and may develop during childhood or adolescence, or, you know, in their early stage of childhood. So many fear can be traced to a negative experience in childhood that may be traumatic. It is also believed that phobias can stem from a learned history. And if a child has a parent who is, you know, particularly anxious about the unknown, the child may also go on to develop the fear of the unknown. I don't know if you're getting what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is that it is believed that, you know, phobias can stem from a learned history. Probably if the parent or the parent has this is particularly anxious about something about the child, you know, the parent is like anxious, I want to know more, I want to know what is going on, and the child herself or himself will be surprised and would want to, you know, would just develop this fear within him, you know, trying to, you know, just understand what the parent is trying to get from him. So having parents who are anxious may have effect on how the person copes with anxiety later in life, and this thing could cause, you know, lots of problems for the child or for the adult. Now, fear of the unknown is really, really, really complex. So if you're undergoing any form of fear or any type of fear, I would advise you to like sit down and understand why all these things are happening. You have to sit down, because most of them are, in fact, they are not real. Because from the definition of the word fear, false evidence against reality, you think you are seeing something, but actually nothing is there. You know, most of us are just going through a whole lot that we really need help for. That is why I'm trying to stress on this topic, so that we can get, you know, help. For instance, you could also do self-help, and we have like self-help techniques that could help you. You know, trying self-help techniques may be helpful for some of you, you know, with the particular problem of fear of the unknown. And these ideas can include, number one, we have making lifestyle changes to reduce panic attack. These include exercising, you know, eating healthy, getting enough sleep, like very good sleep, and, you know, avoiding stimulants like caffeine and all of that. Also, attending a support group. You could, if you're the type that is always indoor, or the type that you're always alone, you do not have like people or someone to talk to, try to join groups that could, you know, brighten your life and then help you socially in a way that you just have to mix up and forget about what you are going through. Also, practicing relaxation techniques like taking a deep breath, you know, that helps a lot too. So practicing visualization also matters too, because, and this involves, you know, visualizing in your mind how you may cope successfully with a situation, you know, that is unknown or uncertain. Because this thing right now, you do not know the head, you do not know the tail, you do not know what is happening, you do not know what you're expecting or looking at. You are just scared for nothing. You are just scared for something that is not true or something that is not real. So you need to also go through counseling. Counseling also helps. It is very, very important to go for counseling, because counseling is a form of physiological therapy in which a therapist helps develop strategies for dealing with issues like fear and panic attack. So counseling sessions are advised. So it is very important you go for counseling session, or you just get a therapist for it. We also have cognitive behavioral therapy, and this is called the CBT, the cognitive behavioral therapy, and it is a form of treatment that, you know, it is used to treat phobias. So people with phobias, people with fear, they know how to, you know, handle it. It helps people by changing how they behave or how they think in response to certain stimulus. Like I said, we could just have phobia and we could be looking at something and actually there is nothing when you're looking at that thing. So it's just your mind creating this kind of thing for you and you're just scared. Also, we have like, we have coping, you know, dealing with fear of the unknown can be difficult. So along with the above treatments, you also need to, you know, you also need to take help to cope with your fear. So we have like a whole lot, and I, like I said, fear is very large and it is very vast, but we focused on this particular one, which is the fear of the unknown, how to handle this and how to, you know, go about it by self-help, therapies, you know, CBT and all of that. So now, in summary, we should know that fear of the unknown is an intense fear of uncertain or an unknown situation, which means that you do not even know why you are scared, because this thing is uncertain, it is uncertain, and you do not know what you are scared of exactly. So those with a fear may experience significant distress or anxiety due to the perceived lack of information about the situation. You could just be scared because you feel like, oh, I could not go there because if I go there, this may happen to me. Or you're scared that you're looking at something that is looking so deep as a well that if you go there, you can fall in. But definitely, that place is just straight and nothing is there. It is your imagination. It is your mind. Like I said earlier, FEAR, the acronym, the word fear, F-E-A-R, false evidence against reality. And this is really a very serious problem. So we should try as much as possible to fight this, because if you fight this, you can progress in your daily activity. If you fight it, you will feel better than before. So treatments to help alleviate the fear of the unknown may include counseling, cognitive behavioral therapy, which is the CBT, like I said, and we also have lifestyle changes to reduce anxiety.
Thank you so much for listening. We are going to stop here, but I'll definitely come back to this topic so we can, you know, just wrap up on it. But that could be on another segment. But I want you to listen to this segment and listen so well. And I hope you enjoyed yourself, because this would definitely help one or two people out there. Thank you so much for listening. I still remain your baby girl, Florence, and I love you all. Stay safe. Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Florence Inspirational Fam. I'm your girl Florence. And yeah, welcome to my show. Yeah, I'm so sorry that I haven't been active here on my podcast, but I am back, and I am back fully. So today on this segment, we'll be talking about something that has really, really been eating most of us up, and it is called fear. Fear. F-E-A-R. Fear. And that is what we'll be talking about today. And yeah, very, very important, because most of us, we are fighting and we're battling what we do not know about. Yeah. And we have like so many definitions of fear, but I want to like give you small highlights on what fear is. Fear is false evidence against reality. So that acronym, what it stands for, F-E-A-R, false evidence against reality. And there are other definitions of fear, which could be an unpleasant emotion caused by the threat of danger, pain, or harm. You know, and we have so many types of fear. When we talk about fear, fear is really, really large, but we'll just try to like summarize it so we do not take much of your time. And yeah, so fear, we have plenty, like different types of fear. And we have like fear of failing, fear of this, fear of that. But the most powerful and greatest type of fear we're going to be talking about is the fear of the unknown. Yeah, fear of the unknown. This is like the most powerful type of fear. This is because we actually do not know what we are scared of. We actually do not know what is giving us trouble. We actually do not know what we are fighting against, because we have no idea what it is. And also, fear of the unknown has been defined by researchers as a fear caused by a perceived lack of information. This is because you really do not know what you are fighting for. And this has been like our major problem, you know, we've been facing. Some of us are just scared of nothing. Some of us are just scared because we do not even know what to do. We do not even know how to handle our situation. We do not even know how to start fighting our situation, because we do not know the problem of our situation. And fear in question is just really, really powerful, that it eats us up deeply, you get. So it eats us up deeply that we do not know exactly how to handle it, except like we have like a therapist or, you know, someone to talk to about this. But most of us, we are just quiet about the situation. We could be scared of something. We could have fear for something, and we're just quiet. We cannot even handle the situation because we are not even sure of what we are scared of. So fear of the unknown can make it difficult to cope with life uncertainties. You know, those with fear of the unknown may experience significant distress and anxiety, you know, surrounding that which is unknown to uncertain, and may go to the great length to seek certainty, even if it comes at a personal cost. So it is really, really a problem when this, you know, it gives us a whole lot of issue when we do not know what we're fighting for. And fear of the unknown may cause a person to have negative feeling towards situations that are uncertain in some way, or the person may, you know, process information differently in the face of ambiguity or uncertainty. and we have like different symptoms that comes with it, you know, phobias, panic attacks, and all of that. And this, you know, physical symptoms can happen due to the following, like rapid heartbeat, trouble breathing, shortness of breath, sweating, chills, pain in the chest, tightness of the chest, hot flushes, you know, tremors, upset stomach, feeling of choking, headache, feeling of dizzy, nausea, feeling of faint or lightheadedness, you know, dry mouth, and so many of them. You know, fear of the unknown may prevent people from going about their daily activity, and it could cause anxiety or depression. So those with intolerance and uncertainty may engage in unnecessary behaviors in an attempt to, you know, seek certainty. So unfortunately, this may come at a personal cost. The relief provided by such action is only temporary, given that there is no way of guaranteeing safety. Because of this, negative beliefs surrounding the unknown or uncertain may be reinforced to the individual experiencing the fear. So those with the fear of the unknown may also, you know, experience difficulty in making plans, or even, you know, deciding on what to do, you know, taking decisions, because they feel a need to know the outcome. So this has really been like things that bite or eat people deep down. And we have like causes, and fear can be caused by a number of factors and may develop during childhood or adolescence, or, you know, in their early stage of childhood. So many fear can be traced to a negative experience in childhood that may be traumatic. It is also believed that phobias can stem from a learned history. And if a child has a parent who is, you know, particularly anxious about the unknown, the child may also go on to develop the fear of the unknown. I don't know if you're getting what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is that it is believed that, you know, phobias can stem from a learned history. Probably if the parent or the parent has this is particularly anxious about something about the child, you know, the parent is like anxious, I want to know more, I want to know what is going on, and the child herself or himself will be surprised and would want to, you know, would just develop this fear within him, you know, trying to, you know, just understand what the parent is trying to get from him. So having parents who are anxious may have effect on how the person copes with anxiety later in life, and this thing could cause, you know, lots of problems for the child or for the adult. Now, fear of the unknown is really, really, really complex. So if you're undergoing any form of fear or any type of fear, I would advise you to like sit down and understand why all these things are happening. You have to sit down, because most of them are, in fact, they are not real. Because from the definition of the word fear, false evidence against reality, you think you are seeing something, but actually nothing is there. You know, most of us are just going through a whole lot that we really need help for. That is why I'm trying to stress on this topic, so that we can get, you know, help. For instance, you could also do self-help, and we have like self-help techniques that could help you. You know, trying self-help techniques may be helpful for some of you, you know, with the particular problem of fear of the unknown. And this ideas can include, number one, we have making lifestyle changes to reduce panic attack. These include exercising, you know, eating healthy,
getting enough sleep, like very good sleep, and you know, avoiding stimulants like caffeine and all of that. Also attending a support group. You could, if you're the type that is always indoor, or the type that you're always alone, you do not have like people or someone to talk to, try to join groups that could, you know, brighten your life and then help you socially in a way that you just have to mix up and forget about what you are going through. Also practicing relaxation techniques like taking a deep breath, you know, that helps a lot too. So practicing visualization also matters too, because, and this involves, you know, visualizing in your mind how you may cope successfully with the situation, you know, that is unknown or uncertain. Because this thing right now, you do not know the head, you do not know the tail, you do not know what is happening, you do not know what you're expecting or looking at. You are just scared for nothing. You are just scared for something that is not true or something that is not real. So you need to also go through counseling. Counseling also helps. It is very, very important to go for counseling, because counseling is a form of physiological therapy in which a therapist helps develop strategies for dealing with issues like fear and panic attack. So counseling sessions are advised. So it is very important you go for counseling session, or you just get a therapist for it. We also have cognitive behavioral therapy, and this is called the CBT, the cognitive behavioral therapy, and it is a form of treatment that, you know, it is used to treat phobias. So people with phobias, people with fear, they know how to, you know, handle it. It helps people by changing how they behave or how they think in response to certain stimulus. Like I said, we could just have phobia and we could be looking at something and actually there is nothing when you're looking at that thing. So it's just your mind creating this kind of thing for you and you're just scared. Also, we have coping, you know, dealing with fear of the unknown can be difficult. So along with the above treatments, you also need to, you know, you also need to take help to cope with your fear. So we have like a whole lot, and I, like I said, fear is very large and it is very vast, but we focused on this particular one, which is the fear of the unknown, how to handle this and how to, you know, go about it by self-help, therapies, you know, CBT and all of that. So now in summary, we should know that fear of the unknown is an intense fear of uncertain or an unknown situation, which means that you do not even know why you are scared, because this thing is uncertain, it is uncertain, and you do not know what you are scared of exactly. So those with a fear may experience significant distress or anxiety due to the perceived lack of information about the situation. You could just be scared because you feel like, oh, I could not go there because if I go there, this may happen to me. Or you're scared that you're looking at something that is looking so deep as a well that if you go there, you can fall in. But definitely, that place is just straight and nothing is there. It is your imagination. It is your mind. Like I said earlier, fear, the acronym, the word fear, F-E-A-R, false evidence against reality. And this is really a very serious problem. So we should try as much as possible to fight this, because if you fight this, you can progress in your daily activity. If you fight it, you will feel better than before. So treatments to help alleviate the fear of the unknown may include counseling, cognitive behavioral therapy, which is the CBT, like I said, and we also have lifestyle changes to reduce anxiety. Thank you so much for listening. We are going to stop here, but I'll definitely come back to this topic so we can, you know, just wrap up on it. But that could be on another segment. But I want you to listen to this segment and listen so well.
and I hope you enjoyed yourself, because this would definitely help one or two people out there. Thank you so much for listening. I still remain your baby girl, Florence, and I love you all. Stay safe.